The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss. As he swings,
a fart of disgust.
As he swings, you see a burst of light around this weapon, and he smites you.
This is an unholy paladin. We might be in some trouble.
No. I knew we were. Yeah. I wasn't too worried till the gas showed up. I wish it had been one big bad thing.
I keep throwing one big bad thing at you, and you guys wipe the floor.
Correct, because the real way to do it is a lot of little things that paralyze people. Because this thing, Lucas and or Schroeder are going to keep eating crits.
Okay, 6, 13, 26, 36 points of damage.
I don't know that one.
I'll have to think about it.
Did you get that?
No.
36 points of damage. You attacked recklessly.
Yes.
Correct?
But I get my Great Weapon Master
Sentinel
attack. You
do. You get an attack.
Yeah.
Taking the minus 5?
I figured I had to since I took it earlier.
No. The minus 5 is per attack.
Okay.
You can decide your first attack you do, the second attack you don't.
I'm going to cheat because I already know this is a fucking cleric. A fucking paladin. So no.
Is your Lester a bonus action?
I'd have to look.
No.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
It's a crit 20.
Nice.
Because I was reckless.
Yeah.
So, of course, then I didn't fucking take the minus 5. Of course I didn't.
A paralyzed creature is incapacitated. See condition.
19 points of damage.
How much?
19. If it does matter, Dawnbringer is a magical weapon and does... since we're dealing with unholy undead shit, it does...
Radiant.
Radiant. So.
No, he's not undead.
I didn't think he was, but I feel like in this combat it might have been prudent to bring up.
No, absolutely.
You're not paralyzed, are you, Troy?
No.
If you swing at the ghasts, remember that.
Yeah. No. He just hadn't been defined yet.
Yep.
And I also didn't know... I should have said something on the cleric, but I didn't know we were dealing with undead at that point. Or the wizard, I mean. On this, can I expend a superiority die?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to expend a superiority die for more...
Because I've only used one so far.
You can move at half your speed, Troy, without provoking attacks of opportunity. So if you'd like to move yourself and get back to back, if you'd like to move away from the ghast, it will get you away from some of the conditions. So think about that. But on top of the, what I already do, like 19 damage, I think it was something like that.
Yes.
That's another 8. Because I don't think I get the bonus. I don't get a bonus or anything on that. It's just an extra D8. And that's 2 superiority dice used. I use one on Lucas and one on Troy.
Sorry, I got to look something up right quick.
Yeah,
I have never played a paladin.
Well, they're pretty weak. Don't worry about it.
So yeah, you can move up to half your speed if you want to. I don't know if you want to move back and help cover Lucas and consolidate there. I don't know if you want to jump up on the table and get back to back. I don't know if you want to move back into the alleyway. The hard part is that if we're too clustered, we're just going to get fucking whomped on. But you and the Shield Guardian have the most meat. You're the biggest meat shields right now. I know I'm the meat shield, but I haven't healed yet.
I mean, I've been hit pretty decently this session.
So I'm saying if you want to move back, I'm giving you that option now. I'll tell you right now, there's no way I can take both of these guys by myself, I don't think.
I know.
But if you want to step back and nuke the table, I'm going to be the only player that you're going to injure depending on where you drop it.
I can't really do any nuking anymore. Need a rest for that.
So I don't know if you want to move, but you have to move now if you're going to.
Yeah.
It's a good fight setup, Jeff. Is this in the book?
No. Well, the Filth Riddens and the cult thing is, but in the book, it's like CR2 characters.
Yeah. Which, I mean, what's brilliant about this multi-stage fight, right? In you set up the table in a way that I think is action economy for you, but you drew out a great CC spell from Lucas in the way that it fell out. and then dropping these guys in as a secondary wave of attack is actually really clever. I like it because they're just going to slow and cause problems. That's how you do upper level fights in D&D, in my opinion, is you get shit like this that's just going to paralyze and cause problems. Because essentially, you've eliminated anything Lucas or Schroeder can do until after this next turn. Because I assume
Troy, you're done.
One second.
I assume I'm about to eat a paladin club to the face.
What's your speed?
Yeah, well, I think I moved too far, but I'm going to rethink it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're probably, what, 30? You can only move 15. Yeah. But you also don't provoke attacks of opportunity when you do that, just so you know.
I know.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It's a large creature. He keeps moving it to the center, and you keep moving it off the center.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know. Good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
One swing at the... At Kira.
Don't forget your advantage.
I got it.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, shit. I don't think he got you.
I think it's...
It's only a 14.
Beep, 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 beep.
Cool. He will spend a bonus action and cast a spell.
Counterspell.
Can if you want. Oh, no, he can't.
I just did.
Who just went?
What?
The paladin.
No, the paladin.
Oh, okay.
He's at the bottom.
This
of
guy.
What color is he?
Black.
Why is it got to be about color, Troy?
Because they have different abilities depending on their color.
Carrying on.
Take it up with Gygax.
Lucas.
Like a save of some kind?
At the end of your turn, you get another save.
Okay. Save, is it, sir?
Constitution.
Hey. It's a 14.
That's a fail. Grady, you're up.
Rage.
Yep.
Now I might be able to fight both of them. We'll see. I'd also like to... Oh, oy vey. I'm going to describe it as something cool. It's a movement, Jeff, but I do want to do it in a cool way. She's going to plant the butt of her glaive on the end of the table since she's standing on the table. And then she's going to scream like Xena Warrior Princess. And basically, I'm just going to move 10 feet in the opposite direction so I stay within threat range. But I want to be there. Yes.
Okay.
But I like to imagine I do a cool...
Ay, 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 ay!
Yeah, where it does the... She doesn't actually flip, but like the camera spins so it looks like she flips. Yeah. Who am I more worried about? I'm more worried about the wizard. What?
Nothing.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm keeping us out of a line. And I'm also keeping it so any CC spells he has can't
be used. Into a different line.
I know. You can go ahead and hit me. That's fine. Just, if you think you do enough damage to put one of them down, you probably won't put me down.
That's a good point.
Rage, great weapon master.
Still like to not do any damage to our most hurdy player.
Is what it is.
Rage, great weapon master, and fucking give an advantage to get advantage on the wizard.
Reckless.
Reckless. That's what I want.
You doing the minus five thing?
Yeah, I was. Because I'm going to bet 13 doesn't hit him.
No.
And again.
And if you had to guess, he doesn't look like a wizard.
Hopefully a 19 hits him.
It does.
Okay. 25 points of damage.
Nice.
You have like a cleave of any kind? Don't you have something like that?
They don't stay in close enough.
They're
together.
Not, yeah, they're not close enough.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I will.
Unless jumping was a bonus action, no.
Second wind.
Good.
Okay.
I gained 10 hit turn because, well, I guess the only other thing, Jeff, that I would ask is whether or not.
Move for power surge?
Would I have an action surge?
Did you use it in the last fight?
I did use it. I didn't use it in the last fight. I used it in the fight before that on the bridge.
Do you get him back on short rests?
I do.
Then you would have gotten it back because we rested for 4 hours, right?
Points. No, he was cooking for 4 hours and butchering. Minotaurs.
If Jeff wants to say that, that's fine. I mean, I never said that I was
going to. You never
rest.
Said you were going to take a
and
short
that's fine.
Rest.
I just wanted to ask because if
Lucas
I would use it,
pushed
I'd use
for it.
We've never played that way.
And I made him roll for
we've
it.
No,
never
I,
played
I'm
that way.
I'm fine with whatever you say. I just figured
never
I'd ask.
Never done it before.
If I had
you
the opportunity,
you
I
had
would try
time
to. Do it
to.
Now. I did,
but
first
you
time
didn't
ever
do
playing
that.
D&D.
That's fine. No, I just wanted to ask. Carry on.
Okay, it is the cleric's turn.
The gas poison effect only happens once, right? Once they shake it off, they can't have it again for like a minute or something, right?
I would have to look.
I'm just curious. But I'm assuming the claws are every hit.
Yes.
Sounds right. Yeah, make sure you pay attention if you've passed a poisoned. Because if it's the way that I think it works, you can't be poisoned by them again for an amount of time, which should be the amount of time for us to live or die.
Because who's passed the... Just Troy, or is it also...
It's so, just Troy.
Yeah, you guys got kind of doubled.
Okay. The cleric reaches out to touch Kira.
No.
Yeah.
Bad touch.
19 on the die plus numbers.
I use a card. He touches the building instead.
Oh.
What's the card? Is it bullshit or...
Depends. You're not going to let it happen, so...
It's bullshit.
Oh. It's not bullshit. It's kind of annoying to reach out and touch it like that.
There's no save on it.
That's real bullshit.
Well, no, he made an attack, so...
He didn't. He touched me. That's not an attack.
Yeah, it was. It was a spell, a melee spell attack.
Bad touch!
Yep, it was.
What are you doing?
I thought I had another 8.
Are you fucking enfeebling me?
No.
That's what I would do.
No, I'm inflicting wounds.
Oh, and you're going to heal like a prick.
It's 31 points of necrotic damage.
Half.
31 would be round down, right? 15?
Yeah.
Did he heal when he did that?
Yeah, you did see some healing.
And I'm guessing this light isn't bothering them either.
No.
Off the glaive?
No.
Okay. I
don't think he's got any... Actually, on that melee attack, he will go ahead and channel divinity. When you hit with a melee attack, deal twice your cleric level plus your wisdom modifier in necrotic damage. So another 27 points.
Okay.
Shorter, you're up. Is this your con save?
Yeah, I mean, it's all I can do, right?
No, I was...
Fuck.
Nope. Okay.
What is it?
A 3.
Okay.
It rolled up on top of that coin, and it was an 18.
Troy, you're up.
Do I have to go before Troy?
If it's a deck saving throw, like I think it is, I get advantage.
Mm-hmm. No.
Are we still in the same order? Are we not going back around yet?
No.
No, I assume he was going to do his breath weapon.
Do it.
I don't have a breath weapon.
Oh.
No, I'm not an actual dragon.
Doesn't mean you can't.
Try harder.
I tried and someone got me killed.
Spit some oil at him or something. Clearly you were going to do a thing that Kira got in the way of. So just.
Well, yeah, actually I was mistaken. She did get in the way. She's lucky.
Do it.
Lesser restoration, not paralyzed.
Oh, that gets rid of paralysis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Schroeder is now not paralyzed.
And he moved back.
Yeah.
When did the gas go?
I don't know.
Next?
Next.
Pick up one of them and break them in half?
Yeah, I'm going to take a hit at this one.
Okay.
16?
That'll hit.
They should be relatively easy to kill. You may not get them on one attack, but they shouldn't be hard to kill if you can hit them.
It's high points.
15.
Probably not quite enough.
That includes your fire damage?
Okay, we'll call this 1, 2, 3...
Oh, wait, never mind.
4, 5, 6.
What are you doing?
He's counting out which one so he can keep track of... He's taking notes on which ones are which.
Okay.
Second attack.
Same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
So 17 will hit.
25 damage, probably?
For 13.
Say 25 to 30 hit points, probably.
28.
How many did you just do?
That you did 28.
That should be 28.
It's still up.
Oh, no. I mean, you did 28. Yeah, they're still up.
They were waiting to see if you were removing the piece from the board or not.
Oh, hell no.
I was saying 25 to 30 is what I was expecting hit points on them if I had to guess.
Normal ghasts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are werewolf ghasts.
No, probably something to do with the cleric.
Probably something to do with Unico.
You said they had, like, dog... Was it dog faces or something?
Yeah, hyena face.
Hyena face?
That's my turn.
Ghasts. 3 at Schroeder. 20?
Nope.
22.
Fuck.
24. 2 con saves.
17 and 15.
Pass both.
Fuck.
15 and 16.
Oof. Okay.
Lucas, two at you. First one, the 15.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. My AC is not super high. If this were a game of numbers, you would have gotten it by one.
It is, in fact, a game of numbers.
25.
It is, in fact, all about numbers.
Second attack. Crit. Oh, well, it's a crit anyway, so.
That's also true.
21 points of damage.
Ooh. Okay. You can try.
Troy, one at you. That's a 22.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What is your AC?
23.
He is made of metal.
And has magic stuffs.
Oh, okay.
The artificer can boon his own equipment.
Okay. Then it'll go to the paladin.
It's your paladin.
You did reckless, right?
Mm-hmm.
First attack, crit.
2d6.
You going down this turn?
Is that...
So... Hang on, sorry. Are we under of the understanding these things are under this guy's, like...
Probably the cleric's control, one would presume. Yeah.
D6.
Is that something we could roll on?
Depends D6. On if he does what I think he's going to do. If he does what I think he's going to do... He's got two attacks.
Actually,
I could temporarily give you that. I have to touch you.
The red is the weapon damage.
Just for old time's sake.
What?
I can get you dragon's breath.
17 and 9 psychic damage.
Oh, fuck you, Jack. So that's 8 and full, so 17 total.
Correct.
You found his weakness.
He knew what it was.
I know.
Be nice if you missed, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'd appreciate it.
Miss.
Yay!
Rolled a 3 and a 4.
Oh no, you suck again!
goes to Lucas.
Con save?
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
What did you roll?
A 3.
You need to roll better.
Greedy, you're up.
I'll just make it.
Oh, hell. How no, is...
I'd like another body in this fight to, you know... Well, you can roll better.
You could roll better. Go over there and... How is the cleric looking?
Yeah, I've only got so many of those, you know?
He looks beat up.
Okay. Man, I really need to drop. If I drop one of them, I feel like we've got a fighting chance if Lucas would roll a big goddamn number. I probably don't survive his next attack. Probably. Depends on what Jeff rolls. So, I mean, it's been working for me, right? Reckless attack.
I critted on that, didn't I?
You did.
I didn't roll it.
Nope.
I didn't think you did.
Yep.
Because otherwise I probably would not be alive right now. So I'm going to make the most of it and reckless attack and great weapon master.
Yep.
And try and fuck your cleric.
Fuck the cleric. Okay.
I just don't think I'm going to be able to get through the damage with the paladin. I think that I should be able to do more damage against cleric. Theoretically. Let's see how the dice roll.
That is a 19.
Oh, that'll hit.
Okay.
D10. Schroeder, I'm going to give you the ability to move if you want.
Okay.
So think about that.
So D10 plus...
D10 plus 18 plus D8 is what I'm doing on this hit.
Okay.
24 points of damage.
Nice. He looks well beyond bloodied now.
I would hope so. Next attack. It's probably enough. Because that would be 14.
No.
I have a bonus action left. Can action surge. I already used second.
Does the paladin look like he's got range? Like reach?
No.
Okay.
I guess I'll take my polearm master attack. I don't know that I have anything else, so.
Yep.
It's only D4, but I still get everything else, right? I'm still attacking with the reckless attack.
Oh, yeah.
Still
yeah.
You're moving.
You can take the minus 5.
What? Oh, no. I was going to.
Move.
16 hit him?
Nope.
Okay.
Fuck you, Jeff. The paladin's got to be harder to hit, I would think. Paladin, I guess I won't.
Well, you move now.
I know.
So you all good?
Yeah, I'm out. You can knock me out now.
The cleric casts a spell, and basically everything this way goes very, very quiet.
It's only 60 feet, isn't it?
20-foot radius.
So 40 feet.
Out to here. from right here.
It's a circle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I get to move?
Yeah, if you want to. You move up to half.
Yep.
If your movement's 30, yeah, you're good.
Is that not where you want?
Oh, no, no, you're fine. Sorry. I'm going in the different direction anyway, so.
Shorter, you're up.
So you cast silence.
I did.
Okay.
Which goat fucks most of your spells.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who cast silence, cleric?
Yep.
Yep.
Fair. Makes my semi-heroic sacrifice less sacrificey, Jeff, if they can't do anything. Good combat, though. I'm engaged. I like it.
Yeah, I've got it.
Sorry, I was trying to see if there's anything that was somatic only.
Hmm? I'm just looking at the action economy. Like, I think Troy took a big risk earlier with his turn.
Yeah, I had to.
Because you restored and then he immediately got attacked, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as good a choice as any other.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd not fail the roll.
I not failed two of them. so I'm pretty well fit.
You can move out of its range.
Oh, you did see the misty cloud stuff around his hands goes away.
Okay.
You can simply move out of it, too.
I know. We don't have any idea where it ends, though.
No, you would have no idea.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know if it was visible or not.
Not that I know.
Is it just silence?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if it describes it.
If you can show me that it does.
Think I should go that way?
No, I don't know.
Go whatever way you want.
Okay.
I'm going to do something different anyway.
You can go your own way. I'm just going to move towards Lucas. Yeah, just keep me going.
Right there, you would would hear again.
Okay.
Wait. And you'd get an attack of opportunity.
But I wouldn't. But, okay. So the hearing.
Basically, it stops. I mean, you're right outside the barrier.
Right. If I go that way, one, will I be out of the hearing?
Towards Lucas?
He's trying to see if he can stay.
I'm trying
range.
To see if I can hear while avoiding the attack of opportunity.
You'd have to go here, and I think he'd still be in it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No, you took the best path.
Okay.
So that gets you out, but you get the opportunity. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Because it'd be a square, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so no, you'd have to come out to here.
Oh, okay.
What's a square?
The area, 20 by 20, it would be a square. Because you don't cut the corners anymore.
I mean, it's either swing uselessly and deal hardly any damage, or take an op attack.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The I'll action take, economy is
yeah, optimize,
the
optimize your
Yeah, I'll
your
take
attack.
The op attack.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll get there.
But you're going to move.
Miss.
You want to move here, though, right?
You want to move here.
Yeah.
Oh, there.
Yeah, that's where I want to get
missed.
To.
You good?
Yeah. Okay, so now I can actually cast spells.
Correct. No, if you look in the DMG at spell effect areas, a 20-foot by 20-foot radius is a square. Because if you start at the center point and go 20 feet out, it's still five squares, or four squares.
Yeah, but it's...
But why? Then why would it differentiate radius than a square?
Huh?
Like, things are in radius, or they're in squares.
I think I'm still going to try and do this.
There are things that are defined
right.
in a...
From this point.
Right.
It's 20 feet.
Right. I mean, the thing
5,
is
10, 15,
I'm
20.
I'm trying to keep him from going down.
Yeah, no, I don't
5, 10,
call.
15,
yeah,
20.
I mean, the thing is
it's a square.
Right now, you have two big bads at the head of
I know,
the table
I just,
that are doing
I know,
the most
it doesn't. Yeah.
The most
if I'm problem. Thinking radius, I'm thinking but, circles. That's why I thought he was out the, sooner than he was.
But the world.
Well, say, because it defines
it
as a sphere.
To differentiate the language if there's no,
if
there's no
if
difference between
up,
a square and a circle.
He's taking hit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. No,
and it's going to be right
no,
back
I don't
there.
Think it's a bad call.
They're going to hit you before your next turn.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problem.
Okay, channel divinity, turn undead.
They're going to try to hit him.
So wisdom saves.
Okay.
Each undead that can see or hear me within 30 feet of me has to make a wisdom save. If they fail.
See or hear or see and hear?
See or hear.
Okay.
They're going to be see. Then.
That hearing thing is...
That does make a diff.
I would argue that all three could either see or hear him.
Guess number one.
They get advantage?
I figured they probably did. They're not your normal guests. They're going to be a little
is
harder.
Is it will
to
save?
Mm-hmm. You mean wisdom
just still
save?
Be poopy.
Yeah, wisdom save.
16.
Nope.
Nice.
Number two. Nope. Three got it.
Okay.
Four got it. 5 got it.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Jeff. Jesus Christ.
No.
6 missed.
So the 2 next to me failed, which
so
is
1,
nice.
2, and 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
How far?
Well, they not nothing until their turn.
No.
They can't run away until their turn.
Gotcha. Which is coming up.
You did get a card, by the way, to keep things anxious. You did roll a 20 on what was essentially a skill check, right?
No, I don't get those.
You only
get
them if
we fail. I get it when you roll ones.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Sorry.
Okay. That's an action, the Channel Divinity is. Is that considered like casting
yes.
a leveled spell?
As a, no.
No.
Okay, so if then you, I can cast a leveled spell bonus action.
Correct.
Okay. So then...
Channel Divinity is not casting a spell.
Got ya.
You're using a spell-like ability.
Yep.
What?
No, it's just... It's swinging. The pendulum is swinging back and forth. I still feel like not killing that cleric's gonna come back to bite me in the ass. He's not...
I'm going to attempt, so...
I'd appreciate it. This paladin's gonna bring down the butt fuckinging, I feel. Is he wearing any armor? The dragonborn?
Kinda.
Okay.
It's like one of those things right here. Is it? It's a big cylinder kind of on leather strap.
He's wearing He-Man
yeah.
armor?
Yeah, that's what I'm yeah. thinking. I don't know what it's actually.
Fur breeches and yeah.
I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word at a 6th level.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
On me.
I'd hug you if I wasn't paralyzed. He says mentally.
Just
can I cast a message now?
Thank you. Is that multiple targets or?
That's all of us.
Yeah.
I get to select up to 6 targets within 60 feet.
We're good.
I'll just let you know, you don't have to select the Shield Guardian.
The Shield Guardian?
I'm not worried about it.
Can you select me as 2 of the targets?
No.
You and me both.
I wish they would work that way.
That'd be
so
awesome.
What do you have to roll for that? What are you
It's
rolling?
Just 1d4s or just a d4 at base plus it's not massive.
It's not. Yeah, it's not going to be very much.
But at 6th level it's decent.
This is a much more effective spell when you have people down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as a grave right domain.
Yeah.
Well.
So, 15 points for everybody.
That's not bad.
That doubled my hit points.
I'm back at the top of the start of this fight.
I've pretty much flirted with sub 40 hit points for every combat thus far, which I think has played out well in Jeff's favor. It's made it way more tense. Shit, if these guys have been wailing on me at 133 hit points.
Anything else you can do, or are you good?
No, that's it. I took an action and a bonus.
Yep.
Troy.
I am going to cast the thing that is called Kinetic Jaunt.
Oh.
The Verbalist.
Nope. So my speed increases by 10. I don't provoke opportunity attacks. I'm going
to... If he wasn't in silence, you would hear the $6 million man noise. Because I imagine, like, Lee Majors, you walked over there, but you just
leapt.
It was
more important to keep them from hitting you again than it was for
that's fair.
Getting you moving.
17.
Miss.
If I could roll
Did you add plus 2 for flanking?
Not a thing. Especially when you're not flanking.
That's close enough. It's more funny when you're on my side, Jeff, and they don't know it, as opposed to when I say something that's utter bullshit and you know it immediately. You fucking prick.
Yeah. Run in. Hack.
can he move through here?
Yeah.
Why not? Why would he not be able to?
He's got a...
I mean, I know the opportunity attacks. I'm just...
Are you talking about
no,
the squeeze?
No, he can't move through an enemy square.
That's he can't squeeze. Yeah, he can't squeeze, if that's the question that you're
Step
asking.
Step on him. Bug him. It's a giant. Pick him up and throw him.
Okay, that one's been hit, so I'm going to go with that one again.
This one?
Yeah.
Number one.
23.
That'll hit.
12.
And he is no longer turned.
Is he still up?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It's a hit. For 10. Huh?
It might have ruined our whole plan. The plan was to turn them away.
Well.
I get that, but...
I would have been shocked for him to do 2 attacks and hit both times and not kill it. I'm shocked.
It It's close.
It's got to be close, yeah. You motherfucker. They're like CR3 creatures or something. No, yes.
not these ones.
Well, I know these ones aren't, but it's not like they're CR18s.
Oh, no.
Anytime they say, it's like a thing, but you know it's like 4 CR higher than it normally would be.
Y'all done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what, Troy?
You still don't provoke op attacks.
I know.
So if you'd like to Lee Majors back into a different position.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Skeletor, what you got?
I don't know. Let's see.
Show me what you've got.
First attack at you.
Nope. I got nothing. Oh, I'm just telling you no. Willing the dice to be no.
18.
Fuck, that's an 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and hit me. Dickhole.
You're rolling a plus 10?
I apparently so. Chances of him missing me then are incredibly low.
Yeah. No. That's a 17.
Then go fuck yourself.
Okay. Damage is plus 10. The to hit is plus 9.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
Second attack.
I mean, I could believe it.
That one will hit.
No, that looks like it's a prime number.
Pretty sure Mulvaeus was hitting at a plus 10. But it's also with magical weapons, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't give him magical weapons.
It's an awful lot of dice for a regular hit.
Not for a smite.
Yeah, I know it isn't, you prick. Just count it up separate. Just two separate instances.
You're still cutting the whole thing in half.
Right, but the rounding might be different. I'm just saying, that's the way you're supposed to play it, Jeff.
Okay, 14 from the strike.
So set.
1,
22
two.
From the smite.
Okay, so another 11. Still standing!
Okay.
Wouldn't have been, it hadn't been.
Oh.
That one was scared.
This one is scared.
Yep.
How many of those channel divinities do you got? Opportunity attack from the shield guardian.
Can we not make it?
What?
You can choose not to take it.
Oh, that's right.
It's worth a shot.
Nice try, asshole.
Six.
Because you got to realize to take those guys out right now, you're looking at conservatively.
No, but seriously, do you have a second? Can you do it a second time?
I think so. I think you get two.
You get more than
no, you get one. Unless you're like sixth level cleric. I'm not sure what level you are.
Not that.
You can take a opportunity attack at that one if you want.
You do.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Woo!
Now I can't remember one was which because I moved them.
That one would have been...
I think number
five.
Three.
I think I was actually...
Five, yes.
Four, five, and six were over there. So was it the one closest to me?
Four and five. That's four. That's five.
Yeah.
How much?
One second. I'm going to make sure I've been doing the damage right. That's no problem.
Hold on one second okay, when I find a way to cheat some.
No, I was. I just wanted to make sure.
These were supposed to be D18s on the damage, I see. 47 points of damage, Jeff.
21.
Nice hit.
Okay. Two attacks at Ertland.
Oh, no. 46 plus 4, yeah.
21.
Yeah.
Okay. Con save.
They're rolling at plus 7s?
They are.
16.
Pass. Second attack. Well, the other guy.
No.
Miss. Lucas, one attack at you with advantage. You are still paralyzed, right? 22.
Now you're double secret paralyzed.
20 points of damage.
Yeah, you only have one attack at you.
Yep. One at the shield guardian.
How much damage did you do to me?
He never rolled it.
Oh, I didn't, did I?
Sorry.
Teacher.
I mean, he said he didn't roll it, so you could have just blame him.
16 points of damage.
I thought he was going to come back to it, and then he moved on, so.
I bet that misses the shield guardian. So 13.
Yes.
God, I hope so.
Lucas.
What else?
Those guys are done.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Lucas, make a save, please.
Somebody else want to roll?
Don't look at me. I'm getting advantage on every attack, and I still miss most of the time.
She's old blue. Let's roll it outside of this thing. Maybe this thing's bad luck. What do you guys think? She never bought them. It's a 13, but I can use arcane deflection and add 4 to it.
What the hell is arcane deflection?
Does it require a verbal or somatic
command? It's just a reaction. Does not all it's I can read it for you. I had it open a minute ago. It's literally if someone hits you or if you fail a saving throw, you add either 2 to the AC or 4 to the saving throw. That's what it does. Does not require you to speak, move, anything.
Just sounds so made up.
I know.
Nope. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Were you just never at a point in any of your other rolls to use it prior to?
I'd never had rolled high enough to add 4 to make it work. I kept rolling really.
My plus 5 wasn't going to do anything. The plus 4 wasn't going to do much either.
When you're hit by an attack or fail a saving throw, you can either use your reaction to gain plus 2 bonus to AC against that attack or plus 4 bonus to that saving throw.
When you use this feature, you cannot cast other spells or cantrips
to the end of your turn.
That'll do it.
I'm free.
You are.
What happened?
Grady, I just like the idea that he immediately goes, because he's been paralyzed this whole time, he immediately goes, ow! God, it hurts!
Grady, you're up.
Really quite filthy down here.
Fuck. I don't like the way that this is going, Jeff, but I really think that I'm tying up these two, and that's probably incredibly useful to the dumb fucks dealing with the gas, which I don't know should be the focus, but I get it. I really hope they're being controlled by one of them, but it's really kind of a 50-50 because either one of them could, but the cleric's probably more likely. God, I hope we don't have to mop all these guys up. I'd love to just stab one of these fucks and they all die.
Probably not going to, though. Not looking good.
Reckless on the cleric. Great weapon master. Still raging. Despite all my rage.
Still just a piece of shit.
I mean, rolling 2 dice. How often can you roll under 10?
Repeatedly.
Yeah, no, apparently. That's not going to hit either. 15, you told me that didn't hit either.
Nope.
Third attack.
Nope.
God.
Math's in my favor. Don't tell me. Ask me why. That is multiple swings. And at this point, Kira just walks off down that way.
I quit. She drops the glaive, just commits seppuku. It's all over. I'll be joining you shortly.
What level was the second channel divinity? Did you look it up?
6th.
It is 6th?
Okay. Yeah.
I thought so. That's cool. Go, huh?
Fuck. You should lie. Learn to lie.
It was 13th level?
Look at that fucking eye. I hope it's channel divinity isn't what I think it is.
No, it's a channel divinity.
I mean, there is a spell.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
It is not a prepared spell.
Grady.
Yeah. More wounds.
Constitution save.
Pretty good at it, but it's not going to matter, probably. 23.
It's pretty good.
That'll pass.
It ain't going to matter. He's throwing a whole fucking pile of damage.
2.
Right. 10. 7. 15.
God damn it. I'm getting tired. I can't math.
You're the one who chose this combat.
19, 5,
12, 7,
41 points of necrotic damage.
All right, that doesn't matter. I have almost single-digit hit points.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
Well, you take half and then half again, because you passed.
Okay.
And then you...
So you said you what? Have 40 resistance. Set,
40 40, set. 41.
41.
Yeah.
So I take 20.
And then half and again.
And half that.
It's 10.
Are you still up?
You said about single digits. Is it actually single digits?
It's not single digits.
Okay, so you're still up.
This bitch.
She's just leaning on her glaive at this point.
Please make it stop hurting. Why does it always hurt this much? You just fucking face fucked me with your channel divinity, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
That was blight. No. I could have tacked the channel divinity on and added another 27 points.
I'm surprised you didn't.
He's saving it for
for somebody. Schroeder, you're up.
Kill all the things.
The thing I would like the other players to bear in mind is that sooner or later these two are going to turn on you.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't go paralyzed Except for Troy. And I Troy's can drop another vortex in there, I can start trying to suck them
I'm
in.
I'm doing okay.
No, I meant you're just going to leave.
Oh. I just needed to get out of the silence.
You what?
You needed to get out of the silence.
You got out of the silence way the hell back here.
Yeah. I had the movement. Why not use it?
I don't really care if the shield guardian did.
Yeah.
So I want to hit his mid.
I think you can draw a 20-foot radius.
Right here.
That's it?
Here? Sure, yeah.
No. So we need to be here?
Yeah.
So right here? It's a 20-foot radius. Can anybody else confirm besides Jeff?
So 5, 10, 15, 20. 20. Yeah.
That's going to hit Lucas.
It is going to hit Lucas?
Yes.
Yes, that will hit Lucas. So go over one. Yeah.
That's where I'll sit.
So you won't hit Lucas and this ghast.
But you will hit. Yeah, you'll hit the shield guardian, but you're not worried about that.
He's fine.
I'm casting a 6th level ice storm.
Nice.
Everything that's in the radius needs to make a dex save.
That's a nice number.
Cleric.
Okay.
I need some help.
No, no. Paladin.
Fuck.
I'm assuming you don't add anything to that, right?
Dex.
I have to look at the shield guardian. Oh, dex.
So minus one.
There you go.
Yeah.
20. You don't add things so much as take things away.
18 for the cleric and 20.
Do these take half?
Yeah, they'll take half.
He won't get any of his effects, though.
20 something for the cleric. I rolled a 19.
Just roll the damage.
Yeah.
We're about to get the ghasts.
I can't imagine that the undead have a lot of dex. Even if they are.
That one passed. That one did not. These two did not. No.
So only this one did.
Only that one passed.
I couldn't see it under your hand.
I know it wasn't an 8. I know.
Reroll it.
So it's 24 bludgeoning damage.
I thought you needed more than 4.
And 15 cold damage. Yep. And they take half on a failed, or on a save.
That one drops.
In the area of effect, yeah. The area of effect turns, or is now difficult terrain until the end of my next turn.
Chilly Willy!
39 total.
Yes.
That one drops. That was number...
Correct. You have number 3 and number 4, I think, alive still?
Yeah, and 2 and 6 are running.
Yeah. Okay. Getting there.
How's that cleric looking?
Considering I can't hit him for fuck all.
Well, he was beyond bloodied a moment ago.
Yeah, he's pretty beat up.
Okay.
Like, I really should have finished him off by now.
Yeah, you should have.
Why?
I'll bonus action Shillelagh.
This is the guy who's been paralyzed the entire game thus far.
What does Shillelagh do?
Just imbues my
staff
with magic damage.
Did you not put a magic weapon? I guess you didn't this round.
Shillelagh.
This game. That was the first fight.
Yeah. Oh, the spiritual weapon. Yeah. No, I was instantly paralyzed.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm not moving. I'll stay where I'm at.
Troy.
Hopefully that helps him.
I mean, you're taking pieces off the board so we can direct attacks. I'm doing what I do. I just can't fucking finish anybody off. Waking Lucas up, now he could hopefully do something useful. I mean, at this point, you got to realize for the first time now, we outnumber the total number of enemies.
I don't even know what to do now. So
we're hurt things.
Scorching Ray.
Just remember,
at the cleric.
Jeff, that turn is for a full minute. For the ones that are running.
Yeah. Not 20. Fuck yourself.
20, motherfucker. Card.
No, it's an attack rule.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck you.
You get to roll it more than once, at least.
I know.
Do I add?
No.
I can.
Scorching Ray? No.
Okay. 12. That's one ray.
At
the cleric.
Cleric.
Okay.
Do you have to roll for every ray, or is it just damage for every ray?
No, he has to hit with each ray.
Yeah.
The 13, it looks like.
That should hit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a hit.
22.
Nice. Ooh. Max.
Nice.
For max damage, 12. No. 15.
What's the D8?
My arcane focus.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Troy started blasting.
Still up then?
It's good while it lasted.
You blow him off of his feet, and you see a spell go off, and he starts to get back up. He still looks beat to shit.
Would a 14 have hit?
No.
Okay.
So did he get knocked down?
Yes.
He got back up again.
Are we ever going to keep him down?
Oh yeah.
Does getting knocked down affect his AC when he's on the ground?
It didn't matter. He bounced right back up.
No, well, I mean, he's still down.
I would say if he got knocked down by the second ray, wouldn't the third ray?
No, that's only strength. I think it's a melee, isn't it?
20.
Yep.
For the ghast. Am I hitting, rolling again?
2d6 is what you were rolling earlier.
Yep. For...
Which one are you hitting?
Plus 4, I think.
This one?
10.
Weird memorization shit.
I don't know. It's all a matrix. Once you kind of learn it, you kind of...
Yeah.
14 hit?
Ghast.
No.
Okay.
I was aghast.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was low, but I don't remember how.
All good?
No. They're still alive.
Yep. Roll better.
I roll pretty damn good.
Yeah, he specifically bought those weighted dice, Jeff.
I didn't roll that good.
Do something good, Lucas. Okay. This is your... Oh, wait, yeah.
No, Luke's at the top.
It's either gas or...
This guy... takes one move over, fuck, reaches down and touches the cleric.
Goddamn,
yeah. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. No, he doesn't. He steps over and he swings. So
I don't like that he stepped over and touched him.
No, he didn't. He didn't step over and touch him. He
coward.
Burn a bonus action to heal him.
I liked it better when he stepped over and touched him.
Yeah.
Then I might have been able to hurt both of them.
I'm sorry, I can't remember all these spells.
It's D8, I think.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I think you're wrong.
Are you doing healing word?
Yes.
D4.
D4 plus?
D4 plus your modifier.
Thank you. Okay. Two swings at Grady. 20. I assume that hits?
Yes, it does.
Dickhead.
20 points of damage.
He clubs me on the head, and Kira falls to the ground.
Can you take your second attack after you move?
I don't know. Is it just extra attack?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've not thought about that before.
I would assume that's a second action.
No.
No.
It's taking your...
Did you just move a second time?
Yeah,
you scoot it over.
He hasn't used all of his.
Yeah.
I feel like we've played it that way.
Is it just?
I'm pretty sure Nushka did.
Is it just Paladin? He's getting that extra attack from, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to look it up in Paladin.
Yep.
Warlock is
way too far.
It doesn't matter. I'm probably not going to hit the turtle, but
probably not.
I mean, you have to roll like a 12.
It says you can attack twice instead of once whenever you take the attack action. So I would think you probably can't move an attack. Because it says you attack.
No, because you can move, attack, move, and split it up however you want.
But see, it says you can attack twice instead of once when you take your attack action. So
you've
to me, it's
already
like
taken
it goes...
your attack action, so then you can't attack a second time. It's not two separate attack actions.
No, I know it's not. But you can split up your move and everything like that.
That's not the way that reads, though.
That doesn't mention anything about movement.
You can split. You can split your movement. You can't split the attack. I guess.
That's the way it reads. Like. It says when you take your attack action, you can attack twice.
When you take you can attack twice.
Right.
That's the way that reads to me at least.
Right.
No, it doesn't have to be single target.
Not single target, but that you can't split it after a movement. Like it wouldn't make sense because you've already taken the action to attack.
Yeah, if there was a second target here, he could hit it.
Right.
That's what I'm debating.
Yeah, but if you want to then move, then no, you negate the second attack.
Take an action and more than one weapon attack. You can break it.
Yes, you are able to move in between your attacks.
It says that on page 1.
From the basic rules, emphasis added, if you take an action that includes more than one weapon attack, you can break up your movement even further by moving between those attacks.
Correct. Okay.
That's what I was trying to read.
Sorry. Schroeder, one at you.
Oh, yeah.
The Shield Guardian here is 10 points every turn.
He gains
Lucas.
10 points every turn.
I know.
So he should still at least
get I don't know. I would rather you pinpoint nuke.
30 something.
It's 39, right?
Lucas.
36, I think.
Yeah. You've had like 4 turns to figure out what you were going to do. Yeah, they tend to do that. You need me to pick a spell for you? Is that what you're doing over here? From doing what?
Toll the dead.
Poor Luke is tired.
You haven't even done anything this combat. Literally. The last hour has been you preparing for this move.
Whatever excuse you want to come up with, bullshit. I mean, someone's missed. Yeah, it is.
You can just magic missile your highest thing, that fucking cleric, to death.
Yeah. If your attack was going to be over here, it could still be over here.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, just hit the fucking cleric.
You don't even have to roll. Just say magic missile, and you shoot the fuck out of it.
We want to kill this fucker. He's on the brink of death, so let's push him over the brink.
Just use that and beef it the fuck up, because you have all your slots.
Most of my slots. I did use one spell.
You have lots of slots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Fine, we'll just do that. We'll just do it at 6th level. Why not?
Why not?
Magic missile at 6th level. Can't miss.
At the cleric?
Do I want to use all 6 of them at the cleric? Or do I want to split them?
I don't know.
How bad does he look?
Can he change his aim if he drops?
Make a medicine roll. He's beyond bloodied.
Didn't there used to be a third one?
Super beyond bloodied.
21.
He looks pretty close to death. He looks like he had a spell in the place that stopped him from dying, and somebody healed him a little bit.
Yeah,
the question is how much.
Just fucking nuke him.
I'll just nuke him. 6 of them. Fuck him. What is it?
Wait a minute. It's not. You get 3 to start.
Yeah, it's a level 6 spell. So.
Okay, so 1 plus 5. Oh,
God. 3 plus 3 one plus 3 bite. Equals 6.
Is that not what I said?
No.
What did I say? I'm so fucking tired. Like, I'm really tired. What did I say?
Just roll
3
a bunch.
3 plus 3 plus 3 equals 6.
Yeah, I know that. What is that? What did
God
I
damn
say?
God damn it, I love you,
what
Lucas.
Did I say that tripped me? Like, I'm so fucking tired and stressed out right now.
You throw 3 darts.
Yeah.
And then you add 1 for every level.
Yeah.
So you're 5 levels higher than its normal. So it's 3 plus 5, which is 8. So throw 8 d4.
Okay.
Plus 1.
For each one.
Correct.
So plus 8.
Do you need some?
Probably.
He only has so many shaped out of elk bone.
Did you say plus 6?
No, plus 8.
You said plus 6.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm going to roll this bitch back.
Go right ahead. Right now, roll back.
I really am missing. Just, how many got? I got 2 here.
There's 6.
He's dead. Jim.
Is he dead now? Does that kill it?
You see all the magic missiles fly into a brooch.
I kind of actually believe you.
No, he's dead.
He's dead, Jim. He's fucking dead. Him. He probably had less than 10 hit points, if I had to guess. Somewhere between 10 right and 15.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I've played this game for 20 fucking years.
he did.
It's 25. Yep.
That's plenty.
He's dead as dicks.
Does anything happen with any... When he goes down, does anything change around us with the other individuals?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they were under some sort of, like...
I'd kind of hoped, because I thought maybe he had summoned them.
Yeah.
I don't think the paladin did it.
Do I have a bonus action of any kind I can do?
Your cleric could suss out they are, like, boons of his devotion.
Gotta do a cantrip.
Huh?
Cantrip level, because... Magic missile's a spell, a leveled spell.
Oh, do I have a cantrip that's a bonus? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can only do a bonus action cantrip.
I don't know if any of these are bonuses. It should say casting time bonus. Or no, duration bonus. Is it duration bonus or casting?
No, casting time. What?
I was going to make a shitty comment to you, but I'll wait.
Oh, okay.
No, I got nothing. And I don't want to move because I don't want to get on.
Grady, you're up. Well, not really. Death save.
Ouch.
19.
Cool. That's 1.
Like to add 1 to my roll, please.
Doesn't have to be a natural 20 to give it to you?
Yes.
I don't think it matters. I would hang on to that.
Fortuitous. That would be fortuitous.
I think what he's saying is making the 19 a 20.
That's true. Making it into a nat 20.
It's worth a shot. I figured I'd ask.
If it were a mechanical bonus, yes. That's more of a story bonus.
Yeah, I got up from the dead. How much more of a story bonus could you have?
Okay.
Death save. I ain't doing fuck all beyond that.
Schroeder, you're up.
Can I haste myself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep in mind it's concentration, so.
Yeah, the goal is to make it so I don't have to make concentration checks.
In this situation, Jeff, you're Sherry Lewis. Cast haste.
Yeah.
Just at this point, just wail on the fucker. There's three of them.
I
alive.
Know. That's I'm trying to do the wailing portion there. So
no, you're still trying to do the stalling part.
No, I'm not. I am going to cast spiritual weapon at a third level.
Okay.
So put that behind him.
Flanking bonus, Jeff.
For my action, I am going to attack with my shillelagh.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. Such a funny video.
So is it an 18 hit?
Yes.
For 12 damage. And now my magic weapon's going to attack. That will not hit.
Okay.
And that's it.
Troy.
Burning eight.
Booming blade.
Boom! Okay. Thank you.
26.
That'll hit.
Oh, good. I get to roll a whole bunch of stuff.
Here comes the boom. Ready or not.
Here come the boys from the south.
It's weapon damage plus 2d8, right?
Yes.
And then if he moves, it's you get... three. Yeah.
24 damage.
Nice.
Part of its fire, if it matters.
Boom.
I don't think it does.
Nope.
How much?
1,000. 24.
I think it's a 24.
So I don't really have any bonus action spells. Except for the one that I've already got active.
Do you have a DMG handy?
Oh, yeah. I can get you one.
I just noticed there's something that I don't have written down and I don't remember what it is.
It's a negative 12.
Seems accurate.
Ooh.
Ah.
What?
Feel shitty for just discovering this now.
Learned both.
Ah, man.
Socks one.
Well, yeah, no. I just, Facebook just advertised me the Build-A-Bear Workshop D&D stuff. Mm. It's fucking Red Dragon plush.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I don't want to do that. I think it's, I'm done. Oh, and there's still Shield Guardian.
Does a 16 hit the ghast? Ooh. Yes.
For 10. 14 doesn't hit, though.
Oh, I wish it showed me the
end. Oh, shit. I should have been doing that, though. Okay.
10 to ghast number, I think that's 3.
Correct.
It drops.
It was a ghast.
Wait a second.
Then can he share the space with spiritual weapon?
If you're gonna hit the paladin, no.
That's a yes.
Yes.
I mean, you could just slide the spiritual weapon over. It doesn't really matter.
What?
Maybe I missed how many hits it took. Never mind. Carry on.
That thing's been beaten on it.
Oh yeah.
Ghast for like 4 rounds.
It took his.
I guess that's the thing. I'm
snowy
not
snowy damage yeah. And
anything else.
No, it attacked twice. I attacked. No bonus.
Okay. Troy.
No.
25.
Shield.
What's that make your AC?
More than 25.
Okay. Higher than that. 26.
Nope.
Shield's a plus 4, right?
It's plus 5.
Oh.
Okay. Fuck it. Go.
I was like, you want to do this now?
How's the guy looking?
If you don't want to think, just cast another magic missile at 5th level.
He's not been hit a whole lot.
No?
Yeah, he's been hit
quite a bit.
Oh, has he?
I thought he's been hit a few times, but I just didn't know how bad he was.
I mean, I think I hit him for half of the 40.
He is beyond bloodied.
I poked him a couple times.
I didn't think you did. I thought you were only hitting the cleric.
I was going back and forth, only a couple times.
Give me all those d4s back. Fuck it. I'll just bail on him. I don't give a shit anymore.
We noticed. Just take the 8 d4s and throw them. Or 7 d4s. Do you still have another 6th level spell?
No.
Didn't think so.
Huh?
We have 2 6th level slots.
Do?
Wait, do I? No, but I have a 5th level.
Okay,
I
use my 6th.
I have a 5th level, so give me one less.
And this does give you a lot of little numbers to count.
They're not all very high. I don't like the way that one looks.
I mean,
I like the numbers at the top.
It only goes up to 4, so the numbers can't get too high.
It's only 14.
Yeah, but then did you add the extra 7?
Plus 7.
Oh, it's plus 7.
21 damage.
Tyler, if you'd like to come there. Take...
I'll just hang on to these in case I need them again.
Y'all done?
Yeah. I
Grady.
I still have one more 5th level slot if I need it.
16.
Cool. Schroeder.
Plus 4. They don't need me. I did my job. At this point, it's a game of numbers. Just keep wailing on shit.
Yeah.
Punch him in his stupid face.
Make a dex save.
It's what?
Against the paladin.
15.
Fail. Lightning bolt.
Say what you want about those bone dice. They roll high.
Yeah, because they're cooked. They drilled out of space, so those are obviously the different 28 sizes.
Damage.
Ooh, nasty.
Lightning damage.
Hit him with the shillelagh.
If he has anything that is flammable, it ignites.
With pyro weapon.
Do what? Yeah,
cool, his club's on fire now.
Sure. Add an extra d6 of damage every time he hits somebody.
No. 18 or a 13 won't hit. Okay. Yep.
Troy.
Booming blade again.
Yeah, might as well.
Fucking cantrip, why not?
It does things. Nice.
26 to hit?
Yeah.
Roll all of the damage.
12, 18,
19,
21. You just had trouble adding 2 that to 19. Hard.
I did.
He had to squint one eye at it.
That's enough to draw.
Okay.
He had to.
Because I also forgot to add my dex on the last time.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So you dropped the dragonborn?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, at that point, yeah.
At that point, you're mopping up the gas.
I mean, you're
cool.
I'm good with that.
You're literally just beating the fuck out of a guy in a corner at this point.
Yep.
Does he need a roll, or can one of us go?
I will walk over to him. Don't roll it.
Six,
don't,
it's
don't,
a fail.
Don't. I was say,
you don't even have to walk over.
Okay.
You can just.
You're spare the dying.
No, I'm going to heal him.
Oh.
And take advantage of the heal because
yeah,
he's at 0 when he's.
Oh
at 0.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. And I will cast Cure Wounds at a 4th level. So you heal back 30.
I mean, at this point, I think I'm going to pop
37.
Power and we're going to sleep.
That's I think, more than what I started the fight with.
At 4th level? Shouldn't that be at least 40?
It was 48, right?
It's 1.
It's 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Plus... Oh, that's 3 levels. Yep. Sorry. God. Okay, do we stop here or do we finish this?
I don't hear no bell.
I think we pop the tower and sleep because...
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that.
Dead.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh.
Do you want to progress to the next thing or do you want to stop here?
It's whatever.
More fights. More fights.
Nope, rest it's in not between, a fight. I don't give a shit.
If it's not a fight, then let's keep going.
Okay.
More fights.
You're able to rest.
Yay.
You gonna do anything for Gash?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna spare the dying on him, right? Him, right?
I mean, I'd revivify him.
Either one.
Okay.
Well, he didn't outright die.
Oh, he
I
didn't?
Yeah, I thought he outright died. I'm pretty sure I killed everything.
Depends on whether or not Jeff's playing with Mook rules.
I mean, he is really low. So, yeah, you would have to revivify him.
It's just 3rd level spell. It's not that big a deal.
Do it before you rest.
Yeah.
I wonder what his point of view is. Like, there was some chatter, there was a big boom, he died, and the next thing he knows, he's waking up in a pile of corpses.
He doesn't know he died, and we removed him from the pile before we revivified them.
I don't think I don't think there's necessarily a
did
boom.
Did you see what those assholes did to you?
I think it just kind of goes...
All he knows is you're healing him. Okay, another day after leaving this area... You will reach the Gallery of Angels.
Okay.
The passage you follow climbs upwards as it corkscrews through stone, finally emerging through the floor of a large cavern. The ceiling arches 60 feet overhead, bristling with stalactites that drip water into the stalagmites' rising from the uneven, broken floor. Here and there between the stalagmites, several statues of winged humanoids are set in poses of suffering and anguish. Some cover their faces while others claw at them.
Nope.
Others reach toward the ceiling, their faces twisted into expressions of longing.
That's my guilty spell from now on.
No. We're not dealing with angels that cover their faces, okay? I'm noping the fuck out of this one. We'll find these feathers somewhere else.
Yeah, you're not unleashing angels on us.
I am not going back in time, okay?
Do you know about the weeping angels?
I know that they...
They're creepy as fuck.
They move when you're not looking at them.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and when they touch you, they basically siphon your life, and you go back in time, and however much they siphoned from you, basically, like, it reduces.
Yeah, they touch how much you. They touch you in 2015. You go back to 1920 and live out the rest of your life.
Well, and the rest of your life is significantly shorter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then it usually is really interesting from the filming perspective because someone gets, like, especially in the first time it happens, somebody gets touched and they just blink away and the camera cuts and it's like, messenger at the door, here's a letter for you. And then you got this letter from somebody who died 50 years ago. It's like, you just left me in the other room, but I married Sven and we did all this and I was fine. But holy shit, watch out for those angels. Kind of how you get introduced to them.
Holy shit.
But yeah, there are angels.
There are.
Do they have wings?
They do. They're stone, but yes. Viserion would have warned you about this. I mean, told you the Gallery of Angels is petrified angels. You can just take the feathers from them. You can break them off and take them with you.
Adamantine axe! Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to go to?
So, what are my options? There are six.
Which one it looks the least threatening?
There is one reaching towards the ceiling, its face a mask of hatred. One that appears to be reaching out as if offering something. One that points at a spot on the cavern wall and its mouth hangs open in horror. There's one that stands feet apart, head downcast, arms at its side. There's one that holds its hands to its face, concealing its visage. I guess there's more than six.
What does it say?
There is... This angel covers its eyes with its arms, but appears to be smiling. The angel kneels on the floor and buries its face in its arms. And this angel claws at its eyes, and its face appears torn and rent.
How many are there? Total. Is that eight?
It's...
Vortex.
Three, four, five, six... Seven, eight. Yes.
Okay. I see the significance there. The barbarian doesn't care. Oh my God. Number seven.
Okay.
You're not that dumb of a character.
I don't know what's going to happen. He said collect a wing.
Six feathers.
As you come in contact with it, through the axe.
Okay. Ping.
It's like everything stops and you hear a voice in your head. What would you know? Ask and I shall answer.
Holy shit.
You need to make a DC 15, you need to make an intelligence check.
The DC 15. Might be 15.
Intelligence saving throw.
Chance it's a 15.
Yeah, man, there's a chance.
We're not sure, though. We're all very tired.
God damn.
14 might do.
It's what I get won't. For reading out of the book.
Am I an idiot for not getting what he's talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, we know that you don't.
No?
I rolled a 1 if you want a card.
Like, not understanding the significance.
What?
Of which one.
You gotta remember, this game also included the 13th Legion. It could be any literary
shit.
Thing. That's a lot of rolls there, Jeff.
That's 18 points of psychic damage and one level of madness.
Makes my current level 4.
Greater Restoration. Not on the Petrified Angels.
Makes my current level 4.
No, he just cast Greater Restoration on you.
Oh, so does that make my current level 3?
Zero.
Oh.
Anybody else?
Which one did he hit?
7.
Which do we know which one 7?
I don't know.
Remember.
Well, you have to find out anyway, so.
That's the one kneeling on the floor.
Got ya.
She asked a question. I must not have answered, right? Yeah. Holy shit.
Should probably write down in case that becomes relevant.
Do you have one in particular you want to try?
It's just curious that they're all in very different poses, expressions.
There's
probably not really a right answer.
Nah, just play with it. You said there was one with its hand outstretched, right?
That's the one I was thinking.
The one offering something?
Yeah, is it actually physically offering something, as far as we can tell?
No.
But so its hand is outstretched, right? Whether it's holding something that's invisible, its hand is outstretched, right, like that.
Yeah.
I will reach over and put my hand in its hand.
Make a charisma save.
I'll put my balls in the hand.
That's much better. You said a save?
Yes.
18.
Okay. Stone's cold.
Oh. I'm just kind of holding a stone hand. Hello? I pull my hand back.
Yeah.
Shrug and look at you guys. Any other suggestions?
So we got to break these feathers off.
Yeah.
Well, I tried that.
You tried it on that one.
Why, you got
why'd
one.
Why'd you hold that one's hand?
Because I figured it'd be...
Oh, we got a feather from that one?
Yeah.
I guess you just got to pass the save to get the feather.
Okay.
Well, I didn't get a feather for passing that save.
No, he failed to save that time.
But you failed to save to get the feather?
I don't know. You guys are more than welcome to try. I got nothing going on in terms of magic. I can wield weapons. That's what I do.
Can I roll Arcana on sure. anything?
I look in the corner where the one is pointing horrified at the wall. Do I see anything?
You look where it's pointing?
Yeah.
No.
18.
These guys done fucked up. Somehow. You don't know how.
Is there a religion check would it be helpful?
You will get basically the same information, because I don't have information on what these guys actually did.
Gotcha. I didn't know if there was lore behind it or not.
But I wouldn't know what would have caused them to become like this, based on that rule.
Punishment.
Medusa.
El Lucifer. Okay.
Do we have anything to unpetrify?
Yeah, greater restoration, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it'll unpetrify them. If it was
don't know whether or not
a level of God's work, which...
True.
There was an angry one, right?
Worth a shot.
Two angry ones.
Why don't you actually try to take the leaves or the feathers off the one that you just succeeded to check on?
Yeah, maybe. I will just put my hand on the back and see if a feather feels loose.
Make charisma save.
So it's every time you touch them, no matter what.
That's a nat 20.
Okay. Yeah, you can break one off.
Okay. I have two now.
Got two.
Anybody else have high charisma?
Well, are they always a charisma save?
One is.
Just the one that...
So,
no, Mike,
what was the first one?
Well, I don't know that I want to talk about all the saves, but what was it? It was a con save, I think.
I could definitely do an int save, but I don't know.
Intelligence.
Oh, it was an int save.
Yeah.
Can
I'm
good. Somebody else can try and pull
one
off.
I'll go to the one that he tried the first time.
Okay.
Take a feather.
All right. When you touch it, make an intelligence save.
Oh, buddy.
That's a one.
That's the worst thing you could have possibly done.
It's 11 points of psychic damage and one level of madness.
I'll go to this one.
The one covering its face.
I was going to ask him. Just going to let me answer. Huh. Is he sitting there shocked? He's like, did you hear a voice, Trogdor?
You go to break a feather off.
Mm-hmm.
When you touch it, you start hearing a voice in your head that says, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me. And it does not stop.
Okay. Then I'll break the feather off.
Yep.
And back the fuck away.
Yeah, kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just going to start axing them. I mean, at least a couple more. Like,
do we have all the feathers we need then?
You've got three, right? I've got two.
I got one here.
Did you get one? Yeah. I didn't think you did get one.
Are you just trying to get it done, or do you want to know what these things do?
I mean, somebody more intelligent than me should probably
figure it out. Unless they can help us in a fight against Baphomet, I don't know.
That they might? Sure. Why not? I have hit points. I will touch each one in turn. Let's see if I get killed by touching any of the other six I haven't touched yet.
The one that the angel reaches toward the ceiling, its face a mask of hatred.
Yeah, that one.
Make a wisdom save.
I'm sure I'll make all these saves.
Five.
But that one I didn't have to make a save on.
8 points of damage. No. The angel that points at a spot on the cavern wall. You reach out and touch it. A character who make a wisdom save.
Probably about 15. If it's about 15, I don't think I made it.
Okay.
It's at 12.
You just start hearing screaming.
Plus five.
He's giving me a plus five.
Okay.
I mean,
you still hear the screaming.
Okay. But I'm collecting feathers as I go, theoretically? Am I able to pull them all? Okay. I didn't know what
they snap off.
Sure.
Yeah. You just still hear screaming.
Okay.
The next one. The one with its head downcast and arms at its sides.
Okay.
You hear a small voice in your head that says, "Do not lose hope." And remember that the next time you make a wisdom save, you do it with advantage.
Huh. Like right now, and I touch the next one. Thanks, you.
Charisma check.
Fuck.
Make a wisdom save.
Advantage, ho! I forget what I got advantage on, but I rolled
wisdom
shit.
Wisdom save.
And you said I need to remember that for next time.
Hmm?
There was, I'm just trying to set Jeff back up for the bit that we missed.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're right. I was just trying to set you back up.
I'm trying to figure out how to answer your question.
No, you're right. I just wanted to set you back up because basically we missed two actions that I took. So I wanted to make sure that we got back to them.
Okay. No, say what you were saying again.
So the last recording ended as I screamed advantage ho, after which I rolled two dice, both of which were dog shit, because that's what I've done all evening. And
nothing happens right now.
Correct. You said, I'll have to remember that for next time. And then yep. You said, do you touch the last one?
Yes.
And I touched the last one, and you gave a narrative thing.
Yeah.
If you'd like to read that again for the audience. Sorry, our recording stopped, and I didn't notice for about 2 minutes.
The angel claws at its eyes and its face appears torn and rent. When a character makes contact with the angel, it invites the character to ask a single question concerning a specific goal, event, or activity to occur within 7 days. The angel replies as if the character had successfully cast the divination spell.
So as he explained this, my immediate question, without consultation from my party, because that's what I do, is where is Gromf Bonre?
It says, I don't know who Gromf Bonre is, but Gromf Bayenre.
Oh, fuck you. I visualize a giant dump on your chest, Jeff.
You are given a vision. You are looking down upon a port city.
In the Underdark?
No.
Do I recognize it?
I doubt it. Give me a history check. If you are, I'd be surprised.
I have.
Cool.
I am a learned person.
I thought you were a stupid barbarian.
I'm a learned soldier before being a reckless barbarian. 12.
You're pretty sure
unless
it's
he points at me.
17. That's my last time.
I think I noticed an important detail, Jeff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no. Go fuck yourself.
We finally found a fucking use for this card.
Yeah. No. I've been waiting to have it in a time when I can use it.
Yeah, we've had it like 3 times.
I know, but I've rarely had it. I finally used the one for a fortuitous circumstance for the audience. Plus a 17 on my history roll.
The vision widens. You're looking down on this city. You can see the ports. Or the port, ships coming in, ships going out. You look down, you see a pair of black hands leaning on a railing.
Okay.
You're definitely in a tower.
Okay.
A massive fucking tower. It looks like construction's being done on it.
Okay.
With your roll and that card, you know that this is the host tower of the Arcane in Luskan.
Sweet.
I was waiting for the... You see... People riding lizards.
No, I didn't think he was in the Underdark, which is why I wanted to use that question specifically for that.
I was just hoping we were porting over to Tomb of Annihilation.
Kira snaps back. We've got to go to Luskan now.
Don't we need to finish this spell thing? Like, isn't that important for getting rid of the demon lords?
What?
Yeah, one of the things we need is Gromf's spellbook.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we have to go to him. Or force him to come to us somehow to get this.
We need to go to the wizard and see what options he has to get us to Luskan now. Because as the crow flies, it's like, God, fucking a month and a half to get there or some bullshit. I suppose you've ever been to Luskan and planted a mushroom, have you?
Preparedness roll?
No. You know that Luskan is not far from Gontalgrim.
Okay. Still a fucking hike, though.
Yes.
If we get to Gauntlegrim, we could get there quickly, but I wonder if the wizard has a teleportation circle or something.
Dimension door.
But I mean, that's the thing. You can plan a thing and we can instantaneously be back there. So let's give him the pile of feathers. Let's get the fuck out.
Yeah, check in with the wizard, see if he knows a shortcut. Either to Gauntlegrim or to Lusk.
Okay, question for next time. Are you going straight there, or are you going to deal with the maze engine?
Oh.
That's why I was saying.
Because we were bringing the Modron to the maze engine.
Yeah, but Gromph is going to be... I mean, I guess it depends on what you do. Gromph is going to be hard to pin down.
Right.
I know it rushes us towards the end game, but that's the question, is if you want to fuck around with the maze engine, how much farther away is the maze engine?
Gash will tell you it's not that far. I mean, it's basically the next thing you're going to come to. But it's going to be an encounter.
The other thing that I will pose out there that we could do, which could be interesting for recording and content, we could split up, gang.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good move.
We could start.
That's a good idea at all.
Why? We start heading towards Luskin. Just imagine, you know, I don't know, fucking Shroom Boy and Trogdor blending in Luskin to try and discover what Gromph is doing. I would like to listen to that episode. Just a thought. I vote we go to Luskin because I think it sounds awesome. And because the vision is of now, right? This divination is as of right now.
So it was within the next 7 days.
Well, it had to be something that could be accomplished within 7 days. A goal or something.
Okay.
It's not giving you 20 years into the future.
No, but it's saying that
within the next 7 days, Gromph will stand right there at that spot.
Yeah. Right.
So it could be now.
It could be 7 days from now.
Right.
So do we take the time to fuck with the maze engine first and then go?
He's been hard to pin down, and I feel like we have an advantage here. So, yeah. Kira would like to be sent back to start figuring out how we can get to Lusk.
I mean, I'm going to come back to this angel.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of for the Lusk thing, too, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, all I got to do is plant
the thing here. Yeah, we can always pop right back
here. We can always come right back here.
Yeah.
To the surface.
No, I mean, we can go to the angel after we deal with the maze engine and find out and get the same information, ask the same question.
I mean, I kind of felt like it was a one-time thing, but I don't know if it was a one-time thing or not. You touch it.
I mean, you touched the one twice. You need to do a charisma save both times.
Right, but I only got to ask one question. I failed the charisma save before. Touch it and see if it gives you the option.
This is not the one that you touched that gave you the charisma save.
Oh. Touch him and see if he'll answer one of your questions.
But if there is a limit, I don't want to... I'm just saying, like...
You're not wrong.
Then we know no more or no less than we know right now.
True. I would still say the smarter bet would be to take care of the maze engine first, since we're here.
The one that you just touched that gave you the divination spell is different than the one that said, what would you know? Ask and I will answer.
Okay.
If you had to guess, you have to pass the save to get the questions answered.
Fair enough.
I don't give a shit either way. Sense, I need you guys to tell me what to prep next
like
time.
Like, at the same time, you can plan a thing. We can come right back whenever we want.
Yeah, I have no problem coming back and doing the maze engine later.
Right.
Okay.
Try and take advantage of the time that we have now.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you want to return to the tower, drop off the feathers, and then go up to the surface?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, we can... Yeah.
Which one's Gauntlegrim?
The dwarfs.
The dwarfs. Is that where we started?
Okay, so then we could port to Gauntlegrim.
I was gonna say, how quickly can we get back to the surface? I guess.
So how far would Gauntlegrim to Lusk be?
Luskin.
I was actually looking that up.
Just put in Google Maps, Jeff.
Because we still may need an expeditious way to get from Gauntlegrim to Luskin. Because if it's more than 7 days, then
yeah.
He was building a tower, though.
He was overseeing the building of a tower.
Right.
We're gonna destroy your tower with a tower.
Ooh, some beautiful symmetry there. This thing just will. I see your tower, and I raise your tower.
Sort of. I raise my tower, thereby crushing your tower.
Yes,
literally. Just dig a hole under.
There's an alternate, definition to raise.
See, your tower is as big as mine.
You just dig a small hole in the ground on one side and slide it underneath of it, and then raise your tower, and his tower just falls over.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Just knock it right the fuck over.
Whoopsie.
Make sure it falls, into the water away from people. We'll figure it out.
So, map.
No, we vortex pull him out to the side and it falls on him. That's the plan.
Last minute.
Bummer, great. Dude.
We gotta find something cool to do with this tower.
Oh, we got plenty of opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it's not super close. But... Here's Gontalgrim. Here's Luskin.
Ooh. It's a bit of a journey.
Which is weird, because in the books it talks about it like it's a cart ride down the road.
Wow.
Well,
I've also maintained that the way the book describes travel is ridiculous. 8 hours in a day, like, that's dumb.
Well, it would be really hard to travel at night.
And? Hard, sure.
I mean, like, I think people forget how fucking dark is when there are no electric lights.
I can cast light.
I can see in the dark.
Okay,
am I the only one who can see in the dark?
I have goggles.
We hire some drow. Dancing lights all over the place.
Ah, there we go.
He looked it up on Google Maps.
Okay, no, I'm pointing at the wrong place. Right here is Gontalgrim. That's Luskin.
It's a lot shorter than you said.
You got a scale of range there?
Gontalgrim to Luskin.
Let's hire some eagles.
Fly, you fools.
Got teleportation circles in those cities?
Possibly. Yeah,
probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we go to the wizard. The wizard might have an answer. We go to Gontalgrim. Gontalgrim might have an answer. So we're going to end the game next session by pissing off Grolf, is what's going to happen.
No, probably not.
We're going to end the next one killing Grolf.
Well, that's definitely not happening.
Why not?
Have you met Grolf?
We have a tower. We just talked about this.
You need to read some books about Grolf, Lucas.
We're going to push the Leaning Tower of Pisa all the way over onto Grolf.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.